And I come before you today to seek your support for Senate Bill 556. I will give you the summary of the bill. This act includes provisions related to reporting requirements for lost or theft firearms and expungement of criminal records, along with a pilot program, which is a gun buyback pilot program. The reporting of stolen firearms. Basically, this bill requires firearm owners to report the loss or theft of firearms within 24 hours to local law enforcement agencies. Failure to do so will result in a fine punishable of $1,000. And it will also cause that individual to have a Class A misdemeanor. If the person has a conceal and carry permit and fails to immediately pay any fines ordered by the courts, then that individual will lose his or her permit, gun permit for a year. So that is the gist of the lost and stolen firearm provision. The expungement under the law, a person may petition for an expungement of records related to certain criminal offenses by filing a petition with the courts in person. If a person was found guilty with DWIs, they cannot, you know, go and get their records expunged. And the reason that I decided to put the expungement provision inside was simply because a gentleman came to me approximately a year ago, and he said that he had caught a felony charge during the time that he was a teen. And for a long time, he wasn't able to carry, right now he's not able to carry a firearm, or he's not able to go hunting. And so he asked me if I can do something about it. You know, he said, look, I have to put food on the table. I love hunting. And the fact that I got caught with the felony charge of stealing back in the days when I was only a teen is not fair. So try to help me. And so that's why I brought forth this provision to expunge criminal records of nonviolent offenders so that those individuals can begin to carry firearms if need be. The other one would be the buyback program. So the buyback program established a firearm recovery pilot program. Under this particular program, the Department of Public Safety would implement the program, and the grant will go to the Department of Public Safety, and the Department of Public Safety would then allow for local municipalities to have the buyback program implemented in their particular municipality or city or county. When individuals bring the guns back, they would be able to get a grocery store certificate, which means that they can go and purchase foods. If they bring in a gun that probably was sitting around the house and that was drawing dust, a lot of times you have individuals that they have those guns and they've had those guns for many years, but they just sit around the house and they draw dust, and they don't know what to do with it. And so if we would allow for this program to exist, then many individuals can come and get rid of the guns that they don't want anymore. This buyback program would also, I think it would help with gun suicide rate throughout the nation is rising drastically. Studies have shown when individuals, especially women, get depressed and they have guns in their possession at home, then they're more likely to commit suicide. And we're not talking about the accidental suicides that exist as well. We have so many accidental suicides with young kids, especially with those individuals that own guns, and those individuals are not, you know, properly securing their guns. They go out, I mean, the kids go find the guns in the homes, and they turn around and do something drastic to themselves. So we just want to try to get more of those guns out of the homes, especially the ones that's not doing the hunting. Get them out of the homes of those individuals. And we think that that will make for a better public safety program, the gun buyback. Now, we're not saying that the gun buyback would reduce crime. There's no studies out there that states that it will reduce crime. But I truly believe at the end of the day, it would reduce the suicide rate here in the state of Missouri.